grocery with a supermarket-sized selection. Otto's has natural foods and a selection of local and specialty foods, as well as all the basics. Otto'sMarket.com.
Listening to WGXC 90.7, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas, and we are your hosts.
At the top of the show, you heard the song Verda Go-Go, composed by the band Combustible Edison from the 1995 film Four Rooms. This song was the main theme of the film Four Rooms, and it played both in the opening and the closing credits. Something that's very interesting about this song, it was also nominated for an Academy Award, and ultimately it was disqualified for consideration because the committee said that it had incomprehensible lyrical content. Now, the group put the effort into actually phonetically writing out a lyrical sheet, and they were still disqualified.
Maybe they were trying to sneak something in there. The Academy's so conservative. They must have thought there was a nasty word in those lyrics, that dot, dot, duda, dot, dow, or whatever.
Well, it's kind of a combination of scant and baby talk.
I don't know what it is.
But it is, it's just an amazing song.
It's a great song. I fell in love with the Four Rooms soundtrack the first time I ever heard it, really not knowing or remembering that much about the film Four Rooms, but I really, really came to know the band Combustible Edison, which is so great because of this soundtrack. For those of you who do not know the room, Four Rooms, it takes place on New Year's Eve and follows the first day on the job of Ted the Bellhop, played by Tim Roth.
The premise of the film is announced at the very beginning of the film by an elder bellhop when he informs us that the title bellhop is derived from the fact that when the bell in a hotel rings, the bellhop hops to answer and meet the guest's request, whatever the consequences.
Right, and the guests in this hotel are one more scandalous than the next. And during the course of the film, Ted the Bellhop gets called into four different rooms to deal with the outlandish people and situations that he's not expecting. The film was written and directed by four different writer-directors, Allison Anders, Alexander Rockwell, Roberto Rodriguez, and Quentin Tarantino, each of whom got to write and direct one of the scenes in one of the hotel rooms.
Well, conceptually, that's a really fantastic idea. The individual short stories actually fell short of our expectations. For myself, I have to agree with the website Fat City Cigar Lounge when it says of the film, "It's one of the best soundtracks ever and an utterly forgettable movie."
But what did not fall short of our expectations, though, was the great soundtrack put together by Combustible Edison. So the next few songs you're about to hear are from the first segment, or the first room in the hotel room of four rooms, entitled The Missing Ingredient by the director-writer Allison Anders. So enjoy.
Thank you.
You just heard the song Jungaloo and Four Rooms Swing by Combustible Edison.
For those of you who do not know the band Combustible Edison, we wanted to give you a little history. The band is from Providence, Rhode Island, and in the early 1980s, the artist known as The Millionaire, also known as Michael Condenny, and Miss Lily Banquet, also known as Liz Koch, formed with Peter Dixon a psychedelic punk rock band called Christmas, and they put out several albums. Nicholas Condenny also performed with the band, and he's the brother of The Millionaire.
In 1991, The Millionaire wrote a stage show entitled The Tiki Wonder Hour and formed a 14-piece Combustible Edison heliotropic oriental mambo and foxtrot orchestra. Wow, I said that whole thing. To accompany the performance. After three performances on the show, the orchestra slimmed down to its five core members: The Millionaire on electrified guitar, Miss Lily Banquet on drums and lead vocals, Nick Cadehi on double bass, Peter Dixon on hi-fi organ, and Aaron Oppenheimer on trap drums and vibraharp. The group shortened their name to Combustible Edison and were one of several bands leading a revival of lounge music in the 1990s. Unlike other bands whose work had an ironic take on the lounge scene, Combustible Edison took lounge music very seriously.
And now we're going to play a few more tracks for you from the episode Missing Ingredients from the movie Four Rooms.
Thank you.
If you're just turning in, you're listening to this month's edition of The Score, where today we're featuring the music from the soundtrack Four Rooms. You just heard the theme from Bewitched, written by Howard Greenfield and Jack Keller, and performed by Combustible Edison. And that was followed by the song Eva Seduces Ted.
Hey, Margo, I want to congratulate you on the one-year anniversary of our show today. We started The Score, I don't know if many of you know this, but a year ago, last December.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations back your way.
Yeah, so we made it through 1 year of The Score, and we're very, very excited about another year here at WGXC. So back to the film Four Rooms. At this point in the film, Ted the bellhop has left the first room where he has been dealing with a coven of witches who have been missing one ingredient for the brew. But Eva, who is one of the witches, arrives at the hotel unprepared and is the only witch of the group who did not bring her secret ingredient for the cauldron. The witches tell her she has 1 hour to get what she needs for the brew, or their spell will be broken. So Eva goes about seducing Ted to get the ingredient she needs.
Thank you.
that was T and Eva in the Elevator, followed by the track Breakfast at Denny's by Combustible Edison, and followed and this the set ended there with Invocation, all from the soundtrack Four Rooms.
As a funny aside within this particular episode of the movie Four Rooms, Madonna, who played the witch Elspeth in this first sequence, was given the 1995 Razzie Award for Worst Supporting Actress for her part in The Missing Ingredient.
The soundtrack now shifts slightly as our bellhop Ted is called into his second room and deals with a psychotic couple, Siegfried and Angela. Siegfried, played by actor David Provol, in our opinion, is one of the best actors in the movie. Angela is played by Jennifer Beals, and unfortunately never really gets to say all that much because she's in a gag for most of the sequence. We're now going to play a couple songs from that particular room in the movie, so enjoy.
Thank you.
just heard Hallway Ted, followed by Punch Drunk, and then Male Bonding, composed by the band Combustible Edison for the soundtrack Four Rooms.
In the 1990s, Combustible Edison was one of the bands leading a revival of lounge music. Lounge music has been around for a very long time, actually began in the 1920s, and Combustible Edison, that band was very influenced by the music of Martin Denny and Juan Garcia Esquivel. Just to simplify Martin Denny's work a little bit, Martin Denny was an American piano player and composer, and also known as the father of erotica.
Exotica, Margot. Not erotica. Exotica.
Oh, okay. Those are things I know about him that she doesn't know.
Okay.
Anyway, that music combines music that's popular outside of the United States, like bossa nova, cha-cha-cha, mambo, Polynesian French, for example, into a very relaxed and palatable sound. Juan Garcia Esquivel was a Mexican band leader, pianist, and composer for film and television. Now, he was called the King of Space Age Pop and the Busby Berkeley of cocktail music. His work is sophisticated, it's quirky, it's predominantly instrumental, pop music that combines lounge music with jazz and Latin flavors.
There were actually two tracks on the Four Rooms soundtrack that were performed by Esquivel in the segment written and directed by Roberto Rodriguez, entitled The Misbehaviors, which we're going to play for you now. So enjoy.
Thank you.
You just heard Harlem Nocturne, written by Earl Hagen, and Sentimental Journey, written by Bud Green, Les Brown, and Ben Homer. Both songs were performed by Juan Garcia Esquivel and were some of the last recordings he did when he was in his late 70s. At this point in the film, Ted has entered room 309 and has made a deal with a man played by Antonio Banderas and his wife, played by Tamalyn Tomita, to watch after their two children while they go out on the town for New Year's. Ted really isn't into watching the kids, as he is the only one staffed that night to take care of the needs of the entire hotel, so he instructs the children to stay in the room and watch television.
And this episode is really fun, and it's full of antics that the kids do. Here's one example that I really enjoyed. The little girl goes and gets her mother's lipstick, and she draws a target on top of this expensive painting that's in the hotel room, and they've found a hypodermic needle in one of the drawers at the bedside table, and they begin to play darts with the hypodermic needle into the painting. Anyway, they also begin to smoke cigarettes and drink a bottle of champagne, and they're generally just exploring the room and vandalizing the room. Ultimately, they uncover under the bed the corpse of a previous hotel guest. Of all the segments, it really was funny, well acted, and probably the best in the series of four. And it's again called The Misbehaviors.
Thank you.
that was Mariachi, followed by Antes de Medianoche and Kids Watch TV, composed by the band Combustible Edison for the 1995 film soundtrack, Four Rooms.
Have you ever walked around with a concept in your head thinking that you actually knew what something was and then had the opportunity to maybe actually look more carefully into something and get a definition of it? Well, that's how it was for me with lounge music. I think because lounge music has had several revivals and very often is interpreted in different ways through the ages, I just assumed I kind of knew what it was or what it was derived from. Now, very generally speaking, lounge music is music that makes you feel like you're in a place. So, for example, it could make you feel like you're on a paradise island. It could make you feel like you're in an elevator. It could make you feel like you're in a hotel room, as in the case of Four Rooms. The band Combustible Edison did have a very large fan base, and they did release several albums on Sub Pop label. Unfortunately, the band went its separate ways in 1998, halfway through their Impossible World Tour. They did produce a CD that is called The Impossible World. Yeah, in the same year. And there are many other CDs, albums, and singles that you can get from this band, so look them up if you like their work.
We have a few more songs from the Misbehaviors sequence, so we're going to play those for you right now, and then we'll be back.
Thank you.
We just played three tracks composed by Combustible Edison, starting with Champagne and Needles, followed by Bullseye, and ending up there with The Millionaire's Holiday, with vocals by Miss Lily Banquet, whose voice has been described as a gentle hum floating in the clouds or something akin to a siren's call.
As this show marks the end of our first year on WGXC 90.7, we want to say that it's been a great privilege to be part of this radio station and to have spent every second Saturday with you out there.
It's Sunday, though, Margo. We come in on Sundays.
I really have missed a day this week. It's that kind of season. I'm sure a lot of you out there understand that. During this season, things get very sped up. Anyway, or slowed down. In that it is our last show.
That's right.
Of our first season. It's been so much fun learning and listening with you all about the soundtracks and the scores to film and television, and we so much look forward to another year. So until then, especially in this holiday season, which can be very stressful, be good to yourself, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
That's right. We got one more track coming up for you. And after that, at 12 o'clock noon, stay tuned for the Jackie Thomas Show, The Sound of Freedom. All right. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you guys next year.
This is Laura Kuhn of the John Cage Trust. You are listening to WGN.